I'm late. I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. So said the White Rabbit. We're so important nowadays, with so much to do, we don't have time to visit or meet the neighbors for a cup of coffee or a sip of tea. We have no time to say hello, goodbye. And it didn't start with Alice in Wonderland. For most of us, we think we're a lot more important than other people think we are. For most of the time, I know I get to think in that way. In fact, I may not be much, but I'm all I think about. I didn't originate that line, but it fits me quite well. With all the hurry, 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 we've lost a lot of the little celebrations that made the world so quaint so many years ago. Take, for instance, May Day, which comes tomorrow, May 1. Remember that official, unofficial holiday? Whatever happened to that? I remember something about it in grade school and then, poof, never heard of it again. But back in the good old days, the first day of May was a day to celebrate and have fun with family and friends, a chance to stop taking ourselves so seriously. May Day is a holiday rich in history and folklore, celebrating the return of spring. It was chock full of fun traditions, from May Day baskets to dancing around the maypole. Sure, the maypole. Now you remember. The maypole was a living tree brought in from the woods with much merrymaking. Ancient Celts danced around the tree, praying for good crops and fertility. For younger people, there was the possibility of courtship. May Day, sometimes celebrated on the first Monday of May, is an ancient festival of spring, still a current traditional spring holiday in many European cultures. Dances, singing, and cake are usually part of the festivities. May Day has its roots in astronomy. It's the halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. As with many early holidays, May Day was rooted in agriculture. Springtime celebrations filled with dance and song hailed the sown fields, starting to sprout. Cattle were driven to pasture, special bonfires were lit, and doors of houses and livestock were decorated with yellow May flowers. Such rites originally may have been intended to ensure fertility for crops, and by extension for livestock and humans too, but in most cases this significance was gradually lost. The strict Puritans of New England considered the celebrations of May Day to be licentious and pagan, so they forbade its observance. How sad, really. It was probably those rascal Puritans that were the first that thought they were so blasted important and busy. Let's put the blame on them anyway. By the way, the one-word term May Day isn't related to the two-word celebration known as May Day. The former shouted three times quickly, "May Day, May Day, May Day!" means exactly opposite of the latter, celebratory day that encourages us to calm down, settle down, and stop taking ourselves so dang seriously. So, tomorrow, let's sing a little song, dance a little dance, construct a little May Day basket to leave on our neighbor's front door, and eat some cake. We need to do a little campaigning, too, to bring May Day celebrations back into the fold of everyday life. We could all use it. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.